This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate your time with me. I know it doesn't sound like sometimes because it sounds like I'm yelling at you. I had one station owner say, why do you yell at your people? Well, first off, they're not my people, right? I mean, seriously. You guys know what I'm like. You know how passionate I get about stuff. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can give me your email address. And if you're not in the emails, we can always do the texting thing. And I know how much you love that. You know, there's a lot to talk about tonight. In the second hour, we're going to have Evan Sayet's going to join us. I haven't had him on with me in a while. I know Dave Sussman has had him on a couple of times, but I haven't had him on in a while. Always love it when he's on with me. Get his take. I always jokingly say to it, it's kind of like the mind of Evan Sayet. It's a very scary place to be if you're not Evan Sayet. You know what I'm saying? So, Evan, meet with us then. And then Zoe Rachel's going to join us after the first break, as he does every week. Always want to get his insight. You know, with what's going on in Milwaukee right now, some of the religious persecution that you're seeing going down. I don't care what you say. We're not having the same religious persecution that they're having in some countries where they're cutting off the heads of Christians and, you know, killing others. But we are having religious persecution from the people that we have actually hired to run our cities, states, our government as a whole. So why are they still there? Why have they not been fired yet? Or have we become more of a, let me see, what's the word I'm looking for here? Have we become a godless society? Is that what's happened now? I'm curious. I think yes. I think we've become, you know, some of us believe in God, understand that God exists, understand that God works in our lives. Look, we have scientists and doctors probably for the first time ever that I can remember in my adult life on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, actually making fun of the fact that we have people who believe that God would take care of this thing. Yes, for those people who are praying, remember that the virus doesn't seem to respond to prayer. So you'll need to get vaccinated. This is coming from a godless person, but it doesn't think we should be praying or doing anything else. Right? But I want to go back to you. We hired these people. We voted for these people. And maybe not we, you and me, us-ins. But for the majority of us, yeah. Newsom didn't get in because a whole bunch of people voted for somebody else. He got in because we didn't get up with some, didn't get off their duffs, and push for somebody with a sane person to get in there. And there's some question as to whether Newsom really won or not because of some of the voter fraud that went down. So I don't know about you guys, but for me, it's sad. I was talking to somebody yesterday, sitting in his office with him, and I said it's kind of frustrating right now because we have a boatload of Facebook warriors. Where are the warriors? Where are they at? Right? I'm asking because it takes a lot more than screaming on Facebook. Some of you know that. I got it. But a lot of you don't. A lot of you still want to play the Facebook game, if you would. You know, it was funny. Who was it? They were talking about the social media stuff and what's going on right now with President Trump. You understand that by edict, that can't stand. He'll get challenged, as I hope he does. Because you want him challenged, because what you want to do is you want to head to the courts, you want to get finally settled in the courts. You want the Supreme Court to pop up and say, you know, Facebook, you're either this or that. Twitter, you're either this or that. YouTube, you're either this or that. And this is personal for me. We've had the crud kicked out of us with this stuff. Now, currently, in lieu of Twitter. Now, we're on Twitter, obviously. We use Parler. I still call it Parlay. When they first came out, they were called Parlay. I'm one of those guys that get stuck on something. I have a hard time changing it. Sorry. It's just the way I am. Anyway, so, and we seem to be getting some traction over there. Nobody's telling us what we can say and can't say. At least not yet. I'm believing it'll never change. I know. I'm a little dull at times. But there are groups out there that want to do this. There are groups out there that want to give you, you know, freedom of speech. And Facebook, to show you how powerful we've allowed them to be. Come on. Tell me I'm wrong. We have. We've allowed them to be extremely powerful. They're even telling us who we can watch and who we can't watch, who they're going to allow to be linked from within their site anywhere. How'd that happen? I'm looking for the name of the new service that popped up. And it didn't just pop up. It's been around for a little bit. And they have, you know, they have vowed that you can pretty much post, other than, you know, killing somebody, filming yourself killing somebody, or anything along those lines. Right, they said that you could post anything you want up there. They will not pull it down. Well, when, of course, you can only imagine. When Facebook found out about that, you can't have unfettered truth out there now, can you? That's not really good. At least that's how they looked at it. Oh, Alfonso Radio joins me after the break. A lot going on, a lot of news to talk about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
A little old, a little new, right? I'll take the old stuff. Anyhow, Joe Mancino, host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. I want your email address. I'm not asking you for it. I want it. Give it to me. And if you don't want to do the email, I'll give you an out. Just simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, so you have a way of knowing the show's coming up, because many of you don't seem to have a calendar, and you miss the show and say, did I miss that show? Come on. Anyway, I am Joe Mancini, host. Always a pleasure. Alfonso Reicho joins me, as he does every week. Zoe and, what is it, the Zoloft? See, I got that.
Nice, man.
I like that, though. I like the Zoloft thing. I really do.
Why, thank you.
And don't forget, don't forget the fuddy-duddy, anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study.
Man, you're getting good at this.
I'm trying. Man, give me another 2-3 years. I'll have it down. Okay?
So, the Zoloft, The Zopium Den, my music project, 20 Pound Sledge, and that's all at my website, Bronze Serpent Media. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, look, at you and I have been kind of in contact today talking about what's going down and what have you, and the first thing I want to talk about, first of all, I've said this a dozen times, what went down in Milwaukee, we saw the video, we saw the tape. I know some are saying we need to see a lot more. I don't know how much more you can see. The part that bothers me the most is between 5 and 8 minutes, if you have in your leg on somebody's neck, all right, and you know what you're doing is wrong. I am struggling with two things before we get into the riot portion of this. One is, does it have to be racism, or does it have to be somebody who's full of themselves with power?
Right, right. Was there another, sorry if I sound dumb here, but was there another event? Because I thought this was in Minnesota.
Was it Minnesota or Milwaukee?
I think it was Minnesota.
Was it?
Oh. Yeah.
I've been wrong before.
Hey, I could be wrong. Hey, no, yeah, no. We sound like we're really compassionate about the decision. Where is it?
Yeah, we keep up to date on everything.
You know, we're definitely not laughing at the situation. No, laughing at ourselves here. But yeah, when I looked at the tape, man, you know, I'm not one of those that, you know, let's jump to racism right off the bat, because I'm telling you, man, the more this race narrative, people need to learn by now. The more they keep trying to race bait and go for this race baiting and pull up this race narrative, the worse things get. These people should notice at some point they're still in a state of discontent, and they're just not happy. And it's like, well, because you keep feeding the monster. When I look at the video, man, as I mentioned before, the thing that I notice is, like, when you've got your leg on his neck like this, man, one, you're looking at him like he's not even human. And looking in your eyes, also, you seem to have forgotten that you're human as well. You know, it's like his humanity was like gone. It's like, dude, you forgot that you were human. And you've dismissed this person's humanity. And, man, everybody should know this, that when a person tells you says that they can't breathe, you have to give them the benefit of the doubt. You know, I get it, man. It's like, if a person can say that they can't breathe, well, it's going to take some air to be able to say that. However, man, if you go into an emergency room and you say that you're short of breath, you got chest pains, that takes priority over everything else. If you can't breathe, that's only seconds. And this person has a greater degree of safety than the four of them. All right. So it's like, look, man, he's in cuffs. There's four cops, you know. If you guys aren't trained that well enough to where you can regain control of this person, then maybe you guys shouldn't be out on the streets.
Well, Zoe, listen, let me interrupt you. There was four right there with him. When you pull back and some of the other pictures I see, there were like seven or eight cops there in that area. All right?
Right.
And I'm hearing other people talk about that. Now, again, let's be clear, too. Mm. There are a lot of wonderful and good police officers in this country.
That's right.
All right. So let's not make people believe that we're pounding on all of them. Every group has a small group of people that shouldn't be in the job that they're in. I'm talking about teachers, policemen, and so forth. All right. And I have to bow to your knowledge. All right. Not bow to you, obviously, but bow to your knowledge. Yes, it's Minnesota. All right. So you win
as long as it's from the Lord. Okay. As long as it's from the Lord.
And but the more stories I read about this guy, people who knew this guy. You know, he was a gentle giant. He was known in the community. So we still don't know really what went down and what happened. But however, to your point, the one thing that I focus in on is, how do you have your leg on somebody's neck with the full force of your weight for 8 minutes? Hey, let's just say it's 5 minutes, because we're hearing 5 minutes, 8 minutes. You have to know, you've had to be trained in these areas to know that somebody can't go that long without air. When he's not moving, this is a problem.
Right, right. And not only that, man, it's like, you would think that, you know, another one of the police officers might step in and, you know, pat him on the shoulder and say, okay, man, we got this from here. Yeah. You can get off of him. You know, and see, things like that, man, that's why people, you know, they are very apprehensive of this code of silence or code of conduct, and that police will just cover for each other and they can do whatever they want, and they're power hungry. And no matter what it is that they do, they won't snitch on each other.
Yeah.
You know, or they won't check each other or anything like that. So when you see something like this, it definitely erodes a lot of confidence.
It's very irritating.
Yeah.
And you're exactly right, because, again, it casts aspersion on all those really good cops. All the cops that really would take a bullet, no matter what color you were, would protect you or size or weight or whatever. So, you know, again, it's too bad it ends up going down that road. Okay. But here's the other thing that bothers me, too. All right. You and I were talking about this during the break. I was around during the Rodney King riots. Actually, I wasn't far from where all that went down. And again, the one thing I never understand about these things is they rip up their own community. They burn down their own stores, and you and I were talking about the mom-pop, some of these communities, and I don't know this community in Milwaukee, but I do know the communities in L.A. that were rioted. These were people that have been in the community 20, 30 years. Truly, the small corner store that were owned by people who lived in the community probably helped your mom and dad put bread on the table till they got on their feet or got their next check or what have you.
Sure.
I get the frustration. I don't get the damage.
Right, right. Man, catharsis is, you know, it's a heck of a thing. And, you know, man, the thing is, these people are going off on deep-seated emotional issues that really don't have much to do with this. This was a problem before this. And they're being poisoned constantly. They're being inundated with poison from a left-wing narrative. They're being poisoned from generations before them. It's the same old recycled stuff, man. And when they start tearing things up, they feel justified to themselves because, you know, when they go in and they start looting, you know, and tearing up stuff, what they're telling themselves is, I'm owed this. I'm just getting back what the white man took from us. That's what their reasoning is.
Okay, let's finish this up, because it is a question I get all the time when these things go down. So let's talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Bocini, your host. Zoe is going nowhere. I got him locked in a bunker someplace. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Racist.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump acknowledged the death toll of the coronavirus, which has now topped over 100,000 Americans, as a very sad milestone. He sent his sympathy in a tweet saying, "We've just reached a very sad milestone with the coronavirus deaths reaching 100,000. The tweet continues to say, "Of all the families and friends of those who have passed, I want to extend my heartfelt sympathy for everything these great people stood for and I represent." China's legislature approved controversial new security laws that exert total control over Hong Kong, a direct reaction to a pro-democracy movement in the southern region. Even before the laws were official, the U.S. government declared Beijing in breach of a policy that grants Hong Kong a large degree of autonomy. President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have warned for days there would be serious consequences if China enacted the new law. This is USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. If some of you caught that. That was not a Corona cough, I promise. And I don't think you can get us through the mic, through the radio, whatever you're listening to. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, always, well, Gavin Newsom will probably have you believe that, but we'll talk about that more later on. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, and really, the time that you spend paying attention, because I want you paying attention. Don't get caught up in all this garbage. Where you're reading the headlines coming across your phone. That's what we used to call them, Twitter, your last Twitter line or what have you. You get sucked up in that and you think you have a clue, and you have no clue. You really got to read stuff on your own. You really got to try to figure some things out and put the information together. We've lost that for some reason, but this guy hasn't. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. Zoe and the Zopian Den and the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, which, you know, you guys that are over 50 that think that the choir should have a blue robe on and a black book, you've got to listen to his show. Anyway, Zoe, thanks for joining me.
Hey, man, thanks for having me.
All right. This is a lighthearted Christian funny story, right? I took an elected official, being an old white guy, with me to a church that was just opening up, okay? And we go in there. And he's an old-timer, and if God, I hope he's not listening to the show, because he's going to know exactly what I'm talking about. So we go into this, they got a brand-new church, and they're doing a lot in the community, what have you. We go in, and they do the worship, right? I mean, a couple songs for worship, and this is not organ worship, though, okay? This is guitars and drums and a whole nine yards. So anyway,
yeah.
So anyhow, when we leave, we're outside, and I said, so what do you think, you know? I mean, they seem to have their act together, and he goes, yeah, I didn't get any of it. I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, I walked in. Where were the crosses? There was no crosses on the wall. I said, what are you, almost 90? Seriously? I mean, you know, and then the other thing was that organ. I missed the organ music. I said, man, I got a church we got to bring you to. You know what I'm saying? I mean, find me some old white neighborhood that has a steeple and the white clapboard on the side of the building or what have you. You get preconceived notion of what a church is supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, really? So God can't be any place? But anyhow, I always thought that was kind of funny that's where.
Yeah, next time it's like, you know, it's like, I'm going to bring you back. I'll just give you some headphones, some noise-canceling headphones. You can go ahead and listen to the organ music, and we'll go ahead and get down with these drums and guitars and stuff like that.
Look, I know somebody's going to write me something nasty, but seriously, I went to a church. You know, I grew up a Catholic, and I'll tell you what, I say it every time. Loved my Catholic upbringing. Loved what those nuns and pastors and fathers were able to instill in me, and a love and a belief in God. So I was used to those kind of churches. I was used to that kind of service. And yep. I believe that God led me to another church in L.A., and at the time they used to call it South Central L.A., but anyhow, I went to the church, I would say predominantly black, but I would imagine the only 15 white people in there was me and my family and a few other people, but I walked in when they just started worship service. And I'm just going to say one thing, and it's going to sound terrible. Black people know how to worship, okay? There's no inhibition, and I'm not making fun. I am serious. I mean,
wow.
but a true love and a true understanding that, you know, I mean, other than
you know, but okay, but that's Sunday morning.
Oh yeah, okay.
But when we get back to Monday,
wait a minute, you're gonna get all spiritual on me. Is that what you're gonna do?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And we see these cats riding in the streets. Okay, I'm not sure that they're taking what they were taught, or maybe they are because they're being taught something false. But hey, I'm glad that they got the worship part down, you know. But it's like, well, okay, we're singing out to the Lord, but are you getting what the Lord is giving to you?
Okay, I'm gonna push back at you. But a guy like me who walks in, who is used to, I made that joke when we left. I've had people say to me they get nervous when they don't see a choir, you know, with a bunch of robes and black books, and they're not swaying. They don't want them swaying all over the place. Pay attention. It's like, no, that's not joyful. They look like they're tied. I'll keep it clean. They look like they're tied to a broomstick and they can't move. Right? I mean, they're stuck there. Read the book.
They need to learn that David danced in his drawers. David likes to get down. David likes to rock and roll.
I appreciate that so much.
They need to learn that. But you know what I'm getting at.
I'm getting at that. You know, God is not stuck in the mud. He's not a stick in the mud. He's not untouchable. And it's okay to be joyous and happy in worship. Is it not?
Man, for all the sorrow that Jesus had for what he had to do, and knowing that people were going to reject him, Jesus still liked to party. You know, God established these festivals to mark these things, and Yeshua was there. You know, because he loved the fellowship. He still wanted the fellowship, and still liked to to see people come to him and say, "Look, man, I want to be free. You know, I really want. I believe what I'm doing is wrong." And Jesus is like, "You know what's up? You know, be free. Now let's get down, pass that wine."
He brought the good wine, that's for sure.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah. So, all right, so let's get back to Minnesota. Let's finish up on that because I don't want to leave people hanging. But we were talking about going into the break. You know, it's the frustration of what's going down there. And again, you know, I would be just as frustrated as they were. So, but you brought up a good point. This didn't just happen the other day. That was just one of those, as we used to say in the old days, you know, that was just a camel that broke the straw's back, right?
You know, a lot of this, man, is, like I said, it's constantly pumped into them. And the thing is that they're carrying the same mindset that the Democrats pushed into them ever since the 1800s. Okay, these are things, this is what belongs to you, this is what black people are supposed to do, this is what you're limited to, and so on and so forth. Now Democrats want to act like they're the champions for black folks, but it's all a patronizing tool. And these people are, they're feeling unfulfilled. They're filled with unfulfillment. Okay, how's that for an oxymoron? And, you know, but they've been told that they're owed. You know, and that they've been treated with injustice by the same people who have been doing it to them. You know, and so when this stuff breaks loose, it's just like a crack of something that has a whole bunch of pressure in it. And then it just comes out and then they just start destroying everything. And it's a burst of them feeling just so enraged and disappointed about everything, you know, and the insecurity that they're constantly just seeped in their whole culture. Well, not the whole culture, but too much of it is so steeped in insecurity, you know, and that's what they do to each other. And that's what they get from the people that they give power. Listening to these people accuse other people of doing it to them who don't even have any influence in their communities. But that's their sphere of influence, and they're trapped in it. That's where Democrats have them trapped in.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, I was thinking about, as you were talking about, you know, not just them, it's not just a black thing. I remember growing up in the north end of Boston with a bunch of Italian immigrants who sat, and a lot of them really thought would sit around talking about how this was their life. This is where they were stuck.
Yeah.
And they had to figure out, and you know, and you and I both, it's not where they were stuck. They didn't have to be stuck there, but they took what they were being told by whoever. Mm-hmm. And they were making that their reality, and they were only living within their reality. So, and I think this happened in the black community. It's happened in the Hispanic community. Mm-hmm. You know, people think that here in L.A., and you've been through L.A., you know, you've got the street vendors and you got people, and they're selling like they would sell in Mexico, which, frankly, when I was a kid growing up, they did the same thing in Boston. They had the push carts. It's the only way they knew how to make money for the family.
Right.
So I don't put that part down. I always go after the part where, look, you came here for a new life. At mm-hmm. least be here legally. At least don't be afraid that as you're selling your tamales or your fruit on the street, that you don't have to worry about the cops showing up. You know?
Yeah.
So that's been my only beef about all of that, you know, in all the time I've been talking about this. All right, let's move forward to His Highness. Governor Newsom, who now comes out with an edict. You can open a church. Yeah, yeah, I'm in for this. This is a good thing. You can open a church. Here's what we're going to do, though. We're going to allow you to have 25% of the capacity of the building. Okay? So we're going to start there. And then on top of that, you still got to maintain the 6-foot distance. Now, there's no clarity. I've been trying to get clarity from somebody. So if I show up with my family of 5 or 6, right, we all living in the same house, we all drove up in the same van, do I still have to sit 6 feet away from those people in the church? That's number two. Number three is, does the band or the worship band have to sing with a mask on, or can they go 12 feet back on the stage and maybe that will get... You know where I'm going on all this, right? And now you can't... Now, this is his dictator-in-chief says, you can't have communion because, you know, he's thinking old-day Catholic church where the priest is handing it and putting it in everybody's mouth. So, I mean,
okay.
What do you do with this?
Well, so we got Gavin Newsom, who doesn't seem to have any respect for the law of God himself, wants to tell the people of God what rules to abide by. That's a little hypocritical.
Do you get that from him cheating on his first wife and having sex with his campaign manager's wife? I don't know if that's where you picked that up from on the godless stuff. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Joe and myself after the break.
Man.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 4-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she...
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. I really so much appreciate the time that he spends with me. I actually appreciate the fact he's one of those guys and one of the people I bring on the show that we can have real conversations with. We were just talking about that during the break. We shouldn't be afraid to talk about some of these issues because how do you get a depth of knowledge unless you hear people that are in it, that have been involved in it, that are dealing with it on a daily basis, hear them talk about it, right?
Indeed.
You know?
Indeed.
So where do people find, get your music, find the anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study, and Zoloft?
Thanks, man. It's at Bronze Serpent Media. You know, all the tabs there for what you want to check out, and we'll be looking for you.
Yeah, that sounds kind of demonic. I don't know. Bronze Serpent. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Hey, if a Christian has actually read their Bible,
yeah,
they'll know what's up. And I know you do, too.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny. I talk about them. I was reading a story about KISS the other night. Okay, I'm all over the place today. Anyway, but I was reading a story about KISS the other night and really about some of Simmons and some of the other players. They're quite interesting. And, okay, I know he's had a lot of women and what have you. I get all that. Yeah. You can harp on that if you want to. But if you hear about some of the good things he's done in life, he attributes, and it's funny that he let it go, he attributes it all to his Jewish upbringing. And his mom teaching him about God. His mom teaching him about, you know, life as a whole and that kind of stuff. I thought that, personally, I thought it was pretty cool. And I thought it was pretty nice. And for whatever that's worth, okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, but, no, I realize that, again, if he had stayed going down the path when I was reading about him, that he was, he might have turned out differently. I'll leave it at that. How's that?
Sure, sure. Hey, there's hope, man. There's, you know, there's hope.
There's always hope. Until that last heartbeat, there's always hope. That's kind of how I look at it. That's why I get mad at some of our Christian brothers and sisters who don't cut some people slack. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wait a minute. When did you become perfect?
Right.
Right, when did you become Jesus Jr.? Tell me. So. Anyway, all right, let's move on to the other story that I just was floored by. I sent you the story about the New York Times, I mean, because we know everything they say is true. But the New York Times put out a piece that said, hey, you know what? Celebrating Memorial Day is equal to celebrating white supremacy, because military, the U.S. military especially, is nothing but all about enforcing white supremacy across the globe. How does that make you feel, Zoe? I mean, seriously.
Man, the liberals are going to be enforced, you know, pulling up a whole bunch of obscure history about Memorial Day. And I think this comes about because it was going out there that the history of Memorial Day was rooted in about 10,000 freed slaves. And I think it was Charlottesville, Carolina. And the freed slaves, the women also were laying wreaths on the tombstones of the Union soldiers that fought for the Republican Party. They don't want the black history of the Civil War and the ties they had with the Republican Party to show that these are where the origins of it started. It was freed slaves, right? Now, I'm not saying that that's an absolute, but because that factor is out there, they've got to throw in a whole bunch of stuff. And they want to throw people off the fact that the Confederacy was established by the Democrat Party in the first place. Democrats are trying to cover up that history, and unfortunately, they've done a good job. But that's why they're trying to pull this nonsense. I mean, and let me say this real quick, man.
Go for it.
When you got people out there trying to say that this wasn't about slavery and that Lincoln didn't care about freeing the slaves and all that sort of stuff, you know, even the Lincoln's contemporaries will tell you otherwise. When they're trying to say that this was a war for white supremacy and stuff like that, no. The Democrats of Lincoln's day cursed Lincoln because they said, you are trying to wage a war to sacrifice white lives for black freedom. His own general, who was a Democrat, McClellan, said that. So they even Lincoln drove these guys crazy, because Lincoln was like, "What? I have no idea what you're talking about." He, in his genius, even saying things like, "Nah, man, my paramount objective is just to save the Union. I don't care about freeing the slaves." It drove the Democrats crazy, and they went out there and say, "He's trying to wage a war for abolition. He's trying to free the slaves, and he's going to start a war to do it." And Lincoln would just sit back and laugh. And he's like, "Watch this, man. They're going to campaign for me."
The Trump of the day, right?
You know what I'm saying?
And get the role. No, it is just amazing to me how they keep they have totally forgotten their history, and on top of it all, when they were really backed into a corner, what did they come up with? Can you see the guy going, "Oh, hey, we flip parties." Yeah, that's it. We flip parties, and Republicans became Democrats, and Democrats became Republicans, and that's right. So that's their history. That's not ours. That's them. They did that to you. So,
yeah, it's like, nice try. It's like, and I try to tell, you know, the black community, it's like, look, you know, you're going to believe a party that can tell you that a man can switch to a woman? And you're going to believe these same people who will tell you that the parties will switch sides? Don't believe these tranny crats, man.
No, or, wait a minute. Or that the mom and the doctor, I don't even know, I have a hard time calling them a mom. The woman and the doctor have a right to decide if this baby beat abortion, or beat an abortion attempt, right?
Uh-huh.
By the hand of God, right. You're going to still decide that you know better than God, take this kid out.
Yeah.
How do you belong to that club?
How much qualify their person, right? Just with slavery. And, you know, man, it's these same people... You know, and one of the excuses for doing that, for lack of a better word, you know, when I say excuse, one of the reasons why they do this is because, well, you know, it's not fair that this baby be born into poverty. You know, it's better to abort them than for that baby to be born poor. Yet these same people will throw the poem of Emma Lazarus in our face that says, give us your tired and your poor and your huddled masses. It's like, okay, you guys want to lean on that poem, but if this baby is going to be born poor, you give them the death sentence. See how it don't add up?
No, it never does. Do you understand? It just never does with some of the arguments that they have. You know, let's not rip... I'm ready for this one. Well, let's not rip the kids away from their moms at the border. Let's do it while they're in stirrups in a hospital room or an abortion hospital. It just totally boggles the mind. And then... You know, since we're somewhat all over the place here, you know, part of this is I go to education all the time, and I say, look, I can't wait till the Hispanic and the black community wake up, because this is where it mostly happens, and you realize that you keep giving raises to these people. You keep giving these people power over your kids in the inner city. The worst schools in this country are where? They're in the inner city, okay?
Yep.
The kids, they drop out at very high rates, and yet it always comes back to money. Well, then why is it the suburban areas don't have the same problem? And they're not even getting, in some cases, they're not getting half the money teachers in Chicago, you know, and Los Angeles and San Francisco. Why do they put up with it? That just blows my mind that they swallow this. And I'm hoping that what's going on now with the homeschooling will do a reset in education in the poorer communities. They'll figure out what's going on. What do you think?
And I think also, there's so much liberal influence in the education. That's where they go. They go into institutions of influence, you know, whether it's, politics, entertainment, the school system. And, you know, once again, it ends up to what we're seeing now with these people going crazy because they're taught by crazy people. They're influenced by crazy people. And that's like the scope of their influence. And you do as well. We try to tell conservatives, somehow we've got to get in the way of that. So we need more. And I'm so thankful for, you know, conservatives that I do. And I'm talking God-fearing, you know, patriotic conservatives who are teachers. And, and we need more. We need more of us getting in running interference of their influence. Because they're going to keep doing what they're doing. But we need a presence, too.
They're persistent.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Like a gnat on your right. A gnat when you try to look outside. You're like, come on, stop it. Get away from me.
Yes. Yes. Right. Interestingly enough, you know, I say, yeah, they're like flies that don't take a hint. And interestingly enough, that's what Beelzebub means. Another name for the devil. His name means Lord of Flies. And the dude does not take a hint. He's just constantly buzzing. Just trying to get in your grill. You know, that's how they are. They don't stop.
Well, the problem is
he's in your ears and eyes, man.
He hasn't read the back of the book. Actually, he's read the back of the book. He just doesn't believe it. So.
Right.
But that... no, it is when it comes to education, especially. I'm always amazed at what people will accept for the precious kids, and you know what your kids should know and shouldn't know, and the truth. I wish people would take more time to talk with their kids from every community, not one in particular, but every community, and make sure your kids are truly getting real information, true information, because they're going to build on that, and you can't fix it 10, 12, 15 years out. It's almost impossible.
Read the word with them. You know, it's not just about teaching your kids or just having a conversation. You got to have a basis on what it is that you can have a conversation. And the best place to start is get the word into them.
There you go.
You know, help them understand it, guide them through it. You're supposed to be the priest of your household, you know.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on now. You're saying you're talking about hierarchy now? I'm better than the, right? I mean, better than the women in the home?
Oh. A king in his house is useless if he don't serve.
That's right. We've talked about that a million times on the show about it. It's not a dictatorship, right?
Right. That's right, man.
Hey, anyway, tell people where to find you quick.
Thank you, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and we hope to see you all there.
And thanks for being with me as usual. Evan Sayer joins us in the next hour, and it's a scary place to be in his mind if you're not him. So we'll hear about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Yeah. I haven't had him on in a while, so he's going to spew like crazy. We'll see what happens.
Oh, man. Yeah, make sure you got a raincoat on.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He's so fast. Somebody was.